European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill European Football Podcast. My name is Mark Walton, filling in for Alex Dunn this week. Unfortunately, he can't be with us, but luckily we do have the main man of the European Football Podcast sat on my right-hand side, Mr. Ray Druitt. How are you, sir?
Very good, thanks, Mark. Are you?
Yeah,
I'm brings back memories, this, doesn't it? Back in the day, we used to do the mid-bits together.
Yeah.
Alex Dunn jumped in, took me aside and said, let's do a European Football Podcast.
He stole you from me.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, he's not here now.
We're back together again. Beautiful stuff. Unfortunately, Alex, a little bit under the weather, but he's not back next week either. It'll be me and you again next week.
Will it?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Well, slowly get him out of here.
We'll phase him out. Plenty to talk about this week, Ray. You've picked out some games from La Liga, some from Serie A, and we've got a top-of-the-table clash in Belgium as well. So an interesting week in prospect.
Yeah, some really good games. I mean, obviously Valencia-Barcelona is probably the standout fixture, but we've got Roberto Mancini's second game in charge. Well, it will be his third game at this point because they will play in Europa League on Thursday, but his second Serie A game as Inter travel to Roma. A big game missing out, actually. The Turin derby doesn't quite make the cut. Juventus will host Torino. You'd imagine Juventus will be relatively short for that one, so it's will be routine, you would imagine.
Yep.
And of course, the Anderlecht-Bruges game is going to be very, very interesting. Second against first. And we will take a little visit to Malaga against Real Madrid as well. Ronaldo, he's good, isn't he?
He's all right, yeah. There's him and there's that little fella called Messi.
I've heard of him. Yeah, breaking through, I think.
Yeah, I've heard he's going to go on to good things. business as usual for them in the Champions League as well. Both scored. Messi usurping Raul as the Champions League top goal scorer, and Ronaldo now tied with Raul. So good week for those. So they'll be both, if they're not in form anyway, but they'll be both buoyed by that, I imagine.
Well, Messi scored a hat-trick on the weekend as well, didn't he, against Sevilla? So he followed that midweek hat-trick up with that. He'll be looking to make his third hat-trick in a space of 8 days, I don't think it will happen, but I mean he'll still put the effort in nonetheless. And Ronaldo's goal scoring figures this season are beyond remarkable now. They're just getting silly.
Yeah, they are getting silly. Yeah. Anyway, should we get stuck into it?
I think we should. Yeah.
Yeah.
La Liga.
We start in La Liga. One of the feature games we're going to look at is Valencia against Barcelona. Valencia 92, the draw is 100-30, and Barcelona are 11-20. Valencia had gone 8 unbeaten until mid-October. Since then, they've lost 2, won 2, and drawn 1, but they are unbeaten at home since May. That's 8 wins and 2 draws for them at home. Very strong side there. They take on Barcelona, who are second in La Liga, 4 straight wins. We all know what Messi's done the past week or so. Should Barcelona be quite so heavily odds on here?
No, they shouldn't. I think the 11-20 on Barcelona is very, very short. You've just mentioned Valencia. Valencia have had a very good season by anyone's standards. They're still well within the Champions League hunt, only 6 points off Real Madrid, 4 off Barcelona, and 2 points off Atletico Madrid. They currently occupy 4th position, as you said. And they've been fantastic. They've been the most, not exciting side, because of course Barcelona and Real Madrid are in this league, but they've certainly been the one. Last season we had Atleti who gripped the attention of the neutrals, and I think Valencia have done that this season, playing some very expansive stuff. Paco Alcacer has looked a very, very good player indeed. And all in all, I think they've played some very attractive football. Their home form has been fantastic, unbeaten, dropped 2 points. That was last time out against Athletic Bilbao, sorry. And they brought players in. They recruited well. Of course, they're notorious for losing their better players. They lost Mathieu this summer, and so it doesn't seem to have affected them. So I don't think Barcelona will be going here and thinking this is going to be easy, because it really, really won't. Barcelona themselves lost 2 games, didn't they, against Real Madrid and Celta Vigo back-to-back. Then they had a very, very scrappy victory over Almeria, but last time out, last weekend against Sevilla, was probably, I'd say probably the best performance of the season. Messi was superb. Of course, he broke the La Liga goalscoring record that weekend as well, didn't he? Although Sevilla, a good side. They capitulated at Atletico Madrid as well, so they're a side that you could have a little bit of worry about them away from home. So I don't know how much we can read into that Barcelona victory last week. But for me, 11-20 is obscenely short.
Do you take them on then, or do you just find another way to back them?
Well, I think... You kind of have to try and find another way in, because Barcelona are favourites for this for a reason. Mm. I mean, they're probably the second best side in La Liga and within the top three or four in Europe and such the world. They've got the best player, one of the best players in the world in Messi. It's obvious that they are going to be favourites for this, but I think you have to look at it and try and find other ways in. The Messi win cast, Messi to score and Barcelona to win at 6-4 is interesting. I think that gives you a massive, massive boost on the 11-20, which you already have. I don't think there'll be an obscene amount of goals in this one, so I would rule out the match result and four or more, and the match result and both teams to score. Barcelona at 15-8 could be a player, because I definitely think Valencia score here. They've scored in all but one of their home games. In fact, of their six home games this season, they've scored 15 goals, five lots of three, and they fired a blank last time out. So they are a side who are capable of scoring. They beat Atleti, who are notoriously defensive, far more defensively solid than Barcelona are. They got three past them very, very early on in the game. So I think we can find some pro-Barcelona bets in goal, if you include goals and goal scorers. But predominantly, I'm going to be looking at taking Barcelona on with goals and handicap spreads on Valencia.
Right. Let's find the handicaps then. If you bear with me a second. Valencia plus a goal, that's 11-8. So that's Valencia or the draw effectively. Valencia plus two goals, 4-9.
Well, I've got arguments for all of them really. I've mentioned Valencia scoring, the amount of goals they have. Barcelona kept, I think it was 8 clean sheets at the start of the season. And then since then, they've conceded in all four of the games. I didn't think they looked solid in those 8 games where they kept teams out. I thought they looked very, very shaky, if I'm being completely honest. So I didn't expect this defensive run to continue. I think Valencia will test them. That gives you the option of the plus one. Barcelona have only won 3 of the last 12 visits to the Mestalla.
Right.
And you think of that's not actually that bad, seeing as it's a top two side against a top five side, you would say. But you think of the players Valencia have lost over the years. David Villa, David Silva, Juan Mata, Jordi Alba most recently, Matthew's gone to Barcelona now. They're a side who are stripped of their best players on a regular basis, but yet they still manage to find a win. Find something to get points off Barcelona. And I think this side, with the exception of losing Matthew, I think they've got stronger from where they were last season, both in terms of management, tactical ability and actual professional ability on the field. Of course, they've still not got Negredo to come in, who hasn't really played an awful lot since his loan move from Man City. So the plus one, I think, is a good price at 11-8. The plus two, 4-9, giving you the option of the draw and, of course, a 1-0 defeat, which I think, if you're putting an accumulator together, I don't see Valencia getting hammered. Yes, they've lost two games in the last five, but they've both been away, and one of them was a derby last week against Levante. So, I mean, you can almost excuse that. The two other things I like, I mentioned Messi. He's 4-5 to score any time today.
Yeah.
I think while I don't think Barcelona cruise this, or maybe even they don't even win this, Messi at 4-5 has to be taken.
Yeah,
I don't think Valencia will look at Barcelona and go, "We're going to get a goal and shut you out." That's not the way you beat Barcelona. You beat Barcelona by scoring two or three goals if you can, because set pieces Barcelona we know are quite weak, and if you frustrate Barcelona for long enough, then teams have proved you can get something from them. So I do think Barcelona score as well. So Messi at 4-5, I think is a huge price. And Neymar at 10-11 as well. I think Neymar's got 10 league goals this season. Mm-hmm. He's Barcelona's top scorer in the league. I think he will be a player at 10-11 as well. And there's a couple of other things I like. Barcelona have been notoriously slow starters this season. Really, really struggled to get going in the first half of games. They've been winning at half time in half of their games. When you consider they win the majority of their games, that's not actually that much of a good start. So I would be playing here Valencia or draw at half time. So the first half double chance market at 4-6. Barcelona last time they scored one past Sevilla quite early on, But notoriously, when they go on the road, certainly against the better sides, it's about keeping it tight. Barcelona know. They know they've got better players, and they know the longer the game goes on, they're more likely to break teams down. So yeah. I think I'm expecting a very, very tight first half, 4-6 on Valencia or the draw. And the other one I like, purely because I think it's a massive, massive price play, Valencia to score over 1.5 match goals at 11-5. We've mentioned they've played 6 games at home. They've scored 15 goals, 5 lots of 3. Barcelona on the road, now I've said, conceded in their last 4 games in this competition. I don't think they keep Valencia out. And I think Valencia are 4-9 just to score a goal, which I think is a big price. Again, if you're just putting an accumulator together. But 11-5, I'm not saying it's the best bet in the world. I'm not saying it's the best bet. I'm saying it's a massive, massive price for something which, yes, it's happened against four of which are not very good. But it did happen against a side who were far more defensively sound than Barcelona in Atleti. So 11-5 for me.
Okay, fair enough. Would you go overs on the goals? And you say you fancy Valencia to get on the score sheet. You fancy them to maybe get a couple. Barcelona will score. Over 2.5 is short enough at 1-2, but over 3.5 at 11-8, would that tempt you?
I could play that. There's been a lot of 2-2 draws in this fixture, certainly at Valencia over the last few years. I say a lot for a 2-2 draw. I mean, it's not very, obviously there's so many scorelines we can have, but one of the most common ones would be the 2-2 draw. Giving you obviously the over 3.5 goals at 11-8. I'd also be looking at both teams to score, and over 2.5 match goals as well. That's something that you generally see. It's not hugely boosted. It's 4-5 this time. But again, it's a price that you will look at and think, I'm expecting goals. I'm not really sure of the outcome because I don't think anyone can be in this. I don't think you can. You can find arguments for both, of course, but Barcelona are too short, ultimately. So you have to try and find a way to take them on. If not, you have to go with Barcelona and Messi or Barcelona and goals, etc.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you've been through quite a lot there. What will be your best bet for this game?
My best bet, I think, purely from the price, I think as a price play, the over 1.5 at 11-5, for over 1.5 Valencia goals, that is. But I think if we're talking the best bets, the one that you will go, it's where all my weekends money is going. It's got to be Messi to score at 4-5. He got a hat-trick at the Mestalla last season. He's following up 2 hat-tricks this week already. I'm not saying he's back to his best, but he's certainly flowing at the moment. 4-5 is a great price.
Can he get another hat-trick? 16-1?
I was trying to do research on if he had ever got 3 hat-tricks back-to-back. Obviously, notoriously, no one's done it in La Liga for a while. Ronaldo came very, very close this season. I tweeted out it was a Real Oviedo player, the last player to actually score 3 consecutive hat-tricks in La Liga, 3 consecutive league game. I'm not sure he can, but I mean, 16-1, it's with a go, isn't it? I mean, he got one last season. He's a good player, as we've discussed. But 4-5 any time is fantastic for me.
Yeah, I like how he's only a good player because we discussed that.
Yeah, well,
you know, I mean,
we touch upon the most important and finest points in world football on this European football podcast.
4-5 though does look a bit of a gift, doesn't it? To be fair,
it would seem so. I think the traders have got that price wrong, personally.
Okay, next up, we're going to Italy.
Serie A.
On to Serie A. Roma take on Inter Milan. That's Sunday night at 7:45. Roma are 5-6. The draw 13-5, and Inter Milan are 16-5. Roma second in La Liga. Roma second in Serie A. Of their last 5 games, they've lost to Napoli and Bayern. They beat Torino and Atlanta. They drew with CSKA. So the record's slightly patchy, but only 1 home defeat domestically since May 2013. They're a very good side at home, and that was against Juve back in May. 6 straight home wins since. They take on Inter Milan, who are 9th. Only 1 win in their last 5 away games. Not very. They don't travel very well at the moment. And 3 without a win in Serie A. It's not the Inter Milan of old. Roma very solid at the moment at home.
You mentioned Roma's 100% home record so far this season. We've also they've not even conceded a goal, which is remarkable. They've not conceded a home goal so far this season. Yes, only 1 top 10 side has gone there in Fiorentina, but still a remarkable statistic to have not conceded at all. But Inter Milan, of course, we mentioned they're not the force of old. Their form's been patchy. but Roberto Mancini is now in charge. Of course, they sacked Mazzarri not too long ago, replaced him with Mancini. His first game was a 1-1 draw with AC Milan in the Milan derby on Sunday. I thought Inter played okay, defensively solid. He made some personnel, some tactical changes. He made it more about not getting beat, which we expected. Alex and I discussed that last week. But a lot of people were very damning of the performance, almost it was like a wounded animal taken to the field. I think people felt a bit sad by the fact that Inter Milan could no longer mix it with the big boys, and they almost felt like they could no longer go for the throat of the opposition. I think this will be a feature for a while for, I think, Mancini, certainly until he can get his own players in. I think he'll just be looking not to get beat. You look at some of the games they've got coming, certainly in the league. They go away to Roma, then they've got Udinese, and they've got, I wouldn't say a difficult tie away at Chievo. They should be winning that game, but certainly for the first three games, you could understand him not winning any of those. Mm. So I think it's just going to be a case, certainly away from home, just not getting beat at the moment. And I think they'll take that attitude to Roma. Now, the problem with that, of course, if you go into Rome and you're not really looking to score too many, Roma don't concede anyway. So you're limiting your chances of obviously winning the game. But Roma, with their excellent home record, I think score, and therefore I think win the game. And the 5-6 on Roma just to win the match, I would argue, is one of the best bets in Europe this week.
Yeah. You look at the Roma's last, well, let's have a look, six games at home. They've won them all to nil. And it's been a regular theme this season at Roma. So is that something you'd look at here with Inter Milan having relatively little goal-scoring threat? And if they try and set up shop here just to try and avoid defeat, could Roma just nick it 1-0, something like that?
I think so, yeah. Roma have scored, the only caveat to that is Roma have scored more than once in 20 of the last 25 Serie A home matches. Right. They're a side who, generally, you look at the 2-0, 3-0 scorelines here. I don't think, they certainly won't hit any more than three past Inter Milan. You can't say never say never, but I'll be very, very surprised. Mancini already seems to have the players on side, something which Mazzarri didn't because he was playing a few out of position, playing with tactics that didn't suit the personnel, etc. And most importantly, Mancini dropped Nemanja Vidic as soon as he came in because he's had an absolute woeful time so far in Serie A this season. Roma unbeaten in 10 against Inter Milan in competitive games. Of course, Inter Milan actually beat them in the Intercontinental Championship Cup thing. That was Manchester United and I think maybe Real Madrid and maybe Liverpool that were a part of in the summer.
Yeah.
But it's completely irrelevant when you come to competitive football. Roma, for me, win this game. 5-6 is an absolute gift, I think. I really think it's the best bet this weekend. Roma to win to nil. We've mentioned a toothless Inter Milan. Osvaldo's coming back, but the pressure's been on Icardi to score the goals. He looked a bit tired after the international break. Didn't play particularly well last week. Roma to win to nil is 2-1. It's a bet that not a lot of people like playing. I can understand that. But with certain teams, Roma and Juventus are certainly two of them that Alex and I talk about on a regular basis, I think it's worth playing. And also, Roma have been winning at half-time and at full-time in 10 of the last 12 Serie A matches. That is 7-4 as well. I mean, it's difficult. I don't really like coming into a podcast and just saying this is definitely going to go one way. With a Barcelona game just then, we'd like pop up a few bets for individual teams. But ultimately, I don't see anything other than a Roma victory here. I think Mancini will set his side up. I don't think we'll see loads and loads of goals. But Roma win. And it's just one of those three ways which you fancy. If it's the win to nil at twos, half-time, full-time at 7-4, or for me, the best bet of the weekend at 5-6, Roma just to win the game. Usually we look at goal scorers.
Yep.
There's nobody stand out there. I think Roma's top goal scorer is on four this season, and that's split between a couple of them. They haven't really, at the moment, which could be a major weakness for Roma, certainly to come down the line. They don't have an out-and-out goal scorer who you think he's going to get me 20 goals a season. That could be a problem. It won't be a problem this weekend, I don't think. Icardi, I mentioned for Inter Milan, has scored their goals, but I think they're going to struggle to register. He's 2-1 any time. I don't see it personally. I don't think that's big enough for a side I'm not expecting to score. It's certainly not big enough to tempt me in. If we're comparing 2-1s, I would much rather take the Roma to nil.
Fair enough. Yeah, I get that. What do you make of Totti at the moment? He's having a bit of a what do you call it, an Indian summer, end of season renaissance. He's extended his own record of being the oldest scorer in the Champions League in midweek. Could he pop up maybe again?
He could. I mean, he's someone
he's not
who
one that you'd put your,
he takes free kicks, he takes penalties. He plays a position that I don't really know how to describe. It's not a number 10. because he doesn't really float around. Right? Well, he doesn't really move. It's the new Totti position, and it seems to be working wonders for him. It's one of those where if you've got a manager who obviously can clearly see how good Totti is. Cause remember, a few years ago, everyone ripped Totti off, and it was a case of let's just get rid of him. Well, not get rid of him. Let's just hope he retires now and doesn't tarnish his reputation. But he's someone who just keeps popping up and consistently performs. He's never going to, certainly not at this age, going to get again those 20 goals we're looking for.
No.
So maybe the 11-8 is a little bit short on him any time for a player who generally doesn't finish football matches as well, we may add. So that would rule out the last goal scorer for me at 9-2. But 9-2, first goal scorer, 11-8 any time for a guy who takes free kicks and penalties. I wouldn't rule it out. The price is probably just not big enough to appeal to me at this moment.
Yeah. And why overcomplicate things as well? Roma are a good price just to win the match.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised they're 5-6. It could be a new manager syndrome where the traders have priced them up like that. But for me, this is a huge, huge price and one that we have to take.
Okay. Should we move on to my favourite part of the podcast?
Yes, we should. Yeah. I assume you're talking 60 seconds.
60
yeah?
seconds.
And you hadn't introduced something new that I didn't know about.
it's the new part of the podcast. Ask Ray Druitt anything about dogs.
I took my dog for a walk before I came in. That's very, very enjoyable.
Yeah. No, I think we should stick to the 60 second thing, probably. And I was on the European Football podcast a while ago now and did it with Alex Dunn, and he struggled a little bit with it. He started slowly, got into the rhythm of it perhaps later on. But you've been telling me, Ray, that you're a true pro at this, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, the pressure's on a little bit, but I think after my week off, I came back, and he actually said to me, the pressure's off you a little bit, because I realised how difficult this 60-second game actually is.
Yeah.
And then I nailed the first one back to the split second.
Yeah.
Wild celebrations in the European Football Podcast studio. I think I messed up the next two because I was still too excited for the first one. But hopefully I'll impress you, Mark.
Okay, well, let's find out.
La Liga.
Malaga take on Real Madrid in La Liga Saturday, 7 p.m. Malaga are 8-1. The draw 4-1. Real Madrid 1-3. Over to you, Ray Druitt.
Malaga have won 5 of the last 6 La Liga games, putting them up to 6th in the league. Only 9 points behind Real Madrid, in fact, and remain unbeaten at home. It's a fantastic performance from them, but of course they host Real Madrid, who have won their last 8 league games, Mark, scoring an outrageous 40 goals. 40 goals in 8 league games. That's a season's worth. They're also looking to create a club record by winning, I think, 16 consecutive matches, isn't it? Real Madrid have won 19 of their last 22 competitive matches with Malaga. No surprises. We will be siding with Real Madrid in this one. Ronaldo scored 20 league goals this season, 11 games. He's 4-6 to score any time against Malaga. Huge, huge price. He's 3-1 for 2 or more. And it's 10-11. This is not an enhanced price at the moment. For Ronaldo to win, and Real Madrid to win. We might get the enhancement through a bit later on, but at the moment you have to do that one yourself. Real Madrid have seen over 3.5 match goals in 75% of the league games this season. Over 3.5 goals, and Real Madrid to win is 5-4. That's my best bet. Ronaldo 4-6 is a massive price.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Very good, actually.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Quieting that down. Yes. Yeah, fair play.
I think this one... Malaga are a good side, and I thought, historically, Malaga had a better record, certainly at home, against Real Madrid than they have done. They beat them 3-2. I don't think it was last season. Season before, I think. And I just thought Malaga is predominantly a really tough place to go for Real Madrid, but it actually turns out by that 19 of the last 22 that it's not a tough place for them to go, which is why at first I was a little bit worried by the 1-3 on Real Madrid. I certainly wouldn't be playing it as a single, but the 5-4 on the 4 or more goals is good, and the Ronaldo wincast, if you will, anytime wincast at 10-11 is also of interest. I was trying to figure out the stats, and 75% of their games have seen over 3.5 match goals. Real Madrid, that's
blimey.
Huge. 50% have seen over 4.5 goals. That's just.
These
figures we're seeing are just through the roof. I cannot believe the 40-8 league games. Obviously, they hit 2-8 against Deportivo, and then there's 4s and 5s everywhere. It's remarkable stuff. It really is.
It is. Malaga, though, I can see why you might have started to look to see how strong Real Madrid's record was there, because they were in fine form. They'd won 5 straight games before their away defeat to Atleti. And I know Real Madrid come into this on the back of a club equaling 15 straight wins. But, 1-3 short enough, isn't it? I can understand why somebody might try and just look away from that, but it's just so hard when Real Madrid are in such blinding form at the moment.
I think the problem with playing handicap, certainly against Real Madrid, is that it's not a question if Real Madrid will score 3 or 4, because that seems to be happening week in, week out now. They don't even play well anymore, and they hit 3 or 4. Of course, last night in the Champions League, last night being Wednesday, of course, they only scored 1 at Basel. But, yeah. I mean, generally, certainly in the league, they don't even need to play well and they'll hit quite a few goals. So you cannot see, well, I personally can't see, without a recognised striker for Malaga, who I think might be missing Amrabat this weekend as well, I don't see how they can get any more than 2, and that rules out the majority of the handicaps for me.
Okay. Right, ready to go again?
Yes.
Belgian Jupiler.
To the Belgian Jupiler League we go. Anderlecht take on Club Brugge. It's second against first in that division. Anderlecht are 7-5. The draw 23-10. Club Brugge 17-10.
Anderlecht had a good win in the Champions League against Galatasaray on Wednesday to seal a Europa League place after Christmas, which is good news for them. Brugge themselves are in action on Thursday night away at Torino in the Europa League, so that will play a factor in this game, no doubt. Anderlecht have not won in 3 home games, 2 draws and 1 defeat, and they've only picked up 14 points at home this season. That puts them 8th in the home league table, which is worrying. Their away form's fantastic, though. Brugge's general form is great in the league, but it's their home form that makes them look exceptional. Their away form is a little bit dodgy. 2 wins and 3 draws in their last 5 away games. Any bet here, I think you have to have a hint of draw no bet. Draw no bet and Anderlecht, who I will make the favourites because of their historical record against Club Brugge, is 8-11. There's only been 1 away win in the last 10 fixtures between these two sides as well. 4 wins for Anderlecht, 4 draws, 2 Brugge wins. Probably the best bet of the weekend, if we can get a price, will be a red card. There have been 7 red cards in the last 8 games between these two. Have a look for a price.
Yes, it does strike me as a bit of a feisty match in history, so the red card stat doesn't surprise me whatsoever. The fact that you're leaning towards Anderlecht, I know it's historically gone in their way, but Club Brugge are in such good form at the moment, unbeaten since August in all competitions, won 4 of the last 5 games, whereas Anderlecht, for me, are a little bit hit and miss at the moment.
They are. I think it's more the home factor here. It seems to be... I touched upon Anderlecht's poor home form, actually. But there's something about these games that they don't need to be playing particularly well at home. I think either of these two sides, if you are backing them, you have to have a hint of draw no bet in them. I really think you have to, because it really, really could end a draw. And I don't mind the 8-11. And I think the Club Brugge even money draw no bet. If you've got, I don't have a really, really strong fancy on this match. I think the best bet for me would be a red card. But I know Alex is keen on Anderlecht here, having spoken to him before we came on air. Whereas he fancies Anderlecht for the win, I would take them draw no bet for caution. Because just for me, I think they edge it because of their home form, the head-to-head record recently, and the fact they seem to get up for big games. And okay, of course, Club Brugge travel to Italy on Thursday night. Anderlecht were at home against Galatasaray on Wednesday. Just a little bit extra rest. And that they'll be very, very buoyed after that good win against the Turkish team on the weekend.
Yeah,
midweek. Sorry, not the weekend.
Yeah. So, what would be your best bet there then?
Well, I'm always a bit worried about putting up a best bet when you don't have a price because it might be a shocking price. But in terms of best statistical bet, you will be looking at the red card here.
Yeah.
No idea what price it will come round at. In all honesty, but. Both teams to score, if you're looking for a little short one to put in your accumulators, both teams to score is 4-7. Neither of these two sides are pretty strong defensively. It's going to be a very, very hard-fought, aggressive, highly energised game. So I would look at the both teams to score. If you're putting in an accumulator, take that one. I think it will land with ease. But the red card, provided we can get a price, will be the best one in this.
Okay, finally then, let's finish with the best bets for the weekend. You've got Alex's nap there.
I do, yes. He has actually gone with Anderlecht.
Right.
Alex Dunn's nap. He was very keen on Mitrovic to score in this game, but we don't have goal scorers, which is a bit of a surprise. Well, not a surprise, a shame is what it is. So that's a shame. So he couldn't go with Mitrovic. He's also keen on the red card, but he fancies his nap to be Anderlecht. At 7-5, were they, Mark? Is that right? I think they were 7-5. For me, I was torn between two. I was torn between going for a big price play, which would have been the Valencia over 1.5 match goals at 11-5, and then I was torn for Ronaldo 4-6 anytime. But I'm going to go with a bigger price, 5-6 on Roma to beat Inter Milan straight outright. No complications.
Okay. Last time I was on the European Football Podcast, I tried to blow you both out with water with a huge nap. Didn't work. So if anybody wants to know my best bet, it's very simple. Ronaldo to score any time, Real Madrid to win 10-11. Might be enhanced as well. If it is, jump on. Because it happens every week.
It does. I think he's got 9 in their last 5 away games in the league. So I like that one. I was torn with that one as well, but I just think I've got to side with Roma because I've been excited about it since I started doing my notes this morning. I think we'll add you onto the naps table because even with a win, you'll overtake Alex.
Is he struggling?
I think he might have just dipped into minus figures last week after he tipped Deportivo to beat Real Sociedad in David Moyes' first game.
Right.
He's doing all right. He's had some big winners this year, as Alex done. He's had certainly the biggest winners, not the most consistent of winners, but when he does pick them, picks them well.
Okay. What's your kind of total for the season?
I'm in profit by about 2.5 quid. To a quid stakes.
Yeah.
I've won more than I've lost, but I don't have the big winners like Alex Dunn, you see.
Fair enough. Good stuff. It's been a pleasure, Ray. So good luck with that and enjoy this weekend's football.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, Mark.
Yes, you will. I'm back next week. Cheers, Ray.
Take care.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.